With your news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. The Bluff is the newest feature from Caymanian director Frank E. Flowers, a pirate-themed action-adventure led by Priyanka Chopra Jones as a former pirate forced to defend her family when her violent past returns. Although most of the movie was filmed in Australia, pivotal scenes were shot on location at Skull Cave and The Bluff on Cayman Brac, anchoring the story in Cayman's landscape. Flowers co-wrote the film with Joe Ballerini, with production led by Hollywood powerhouses Anthony and Joe Russo, best known for directing several of Marvel's biggest hits. Minister for Youth, Sports, Culture and Heritage Isaac Rankin says Flowers' success is a powerful example for young Caymanians who dream of careers in film and entertainment. Advanced screenings are set for this Saturday, February 14th at Pedro St. James at 7 p.m. for Grand Cayman, and Sunday, February 15th at the Aston Rutty Center in Cayman Brac. Seating is limited, so you'll need to RSVP at gov.ky/YSCH or you can call 244-8449. The film rolls out globally on Prime Video on February 25th. And the premier has updated the public on progress toward cannabis law reform and the creation of a national lottery. Radio Cayman's April Cummings has the details.
Premier Andre Ebanks says the Law Reform Commission is close to completing its initial review into two policy areas, cannabis decriminalization and the establishment of a national lottery. The commission plans to publish a discussion paper and begin public consultation by mid-year, with the final reports expected in late 2026 or early 2027. For cannabis reform, the review is analyzing international models, stakeholder input, and regulatory options. The National Lottery Review will take a look at governance, integrity safeguards, and economic impacts. These reviews were initiated after last year's national referendum, where over 55% of voters supported cannabis decriminalization and 51% backed a national lottery. The premier says the government awaits the commission's evidence-based recommendations before deciding how to proceed. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
In other news, it's a rare Tuesday meeting for the Central Planning Authority, as Ash Wednesday falls on their normal bi-monthly meeting date next week. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has some details on the larger projects set for discussion.
The board will consider a rooftop restaurant application on Northwest Point Road in West Bay. This is the site of an apartment complex already under construction known as Dolphin Point. The proposal is for a 6,900-square-foot restaurant on a portion of the roof of the building. Another pitch includes an application for 32 apartments and a pool off the Esterly-Tibbetts Highway. The Ministry of Education is hoping for a green light on its application for a new parking lot in East End. This will be along John McLean Drive and is immediately west of the East End Primary School. Property currently contains two houses that are proposed to be demolished. The Ministry of Education is hoping to create a parking lot with 44 spaces. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
There are also several after-the-fact applications set to be discussed. You can find the full agenda online at planning.ky. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe, which will take us out of the broadcast.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Germany's chancellor has acknowledged a deep rift between Europe and the United States in the opening speech at the Munich Security Conference. Friedrich Merz said both sides should work to repair transatlantic trust. He also warned that European nations must be prepared to make sacrifices to preserve their freedom. The head of the Emirati logistics group DP World has become the latest prominent figure to quit his post because of his links to Jeffrey Epstein. Sultan Ahmed bin Salem has not been accused of criminal wrongdoing. A British court has ruled that a ban on a pro-Palestinian campaign group under terrorism legislation is unlawful. The prohibition of Palestine action will remain while the government appeals. Two men have been handed life sentences by an English court for plotting to kill hundreds of Jews in an Islamic State-inspired attack in Manchester. The trial heard they'd planned a gun attack and a march against anti-Semitism. The newly elected Bangladesh Nationalist Party says it will press India to extradite the ousted former Prime Minister, Sheikh Hasina. She faces charges over the killing of protesters during the uprising that ended her authoritarian rule. The Democratic Republic of Congo has agreed in principle to a ceasefire with Rwandan-backed M23 rebels following mediation by Angola. Fighting has continued despite a US-backed truce. Turkish police have arrested 16 OnlyFans content creators and seized assets worth $7 million. The site is banned in Turkey under obscenity laws. A fundraiser to support the family of the American actor James Van Der Beek following his death has brought in more than $2 million. There were big donations from Hollywood stars and directors. BBC News.